All I know is working at Robin Hood Radio over the past several years, there's been times where talk about the Millerton Police Department has come and gone up and down. And it's been something that's been looming in the background for a little while. Well, it all really blows really wide open with a couple of meetings that were held last week. The article appeared, by the way, in the Millerton News on Thursday, two separate stories. And because there were two separate stories on two separate meetings, I thought it would be good to speak to the people involved in this, because there's a lot of information to process and there could be some misunderstanding. So we have Jen Nijak with us. Jen, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Marshall, for having us.
All right. And who else do we have on board with us today?
We also have Deputy Mayor Alicia Sartori and Trustee Matthew Hartzog, who is a member of the Village Board's Police Committee.
Okay, so now I'll put this out to you first, Jenny, looking at everything that I've seen. This really, the meeting that is coming up, by the way, there is going to be a public hearing on this, which is coming up on April 20th at 6 p.m. But the basic here facts are that replacing what appears to me that replacing the Village of Millerton Police Department with coverage by the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office, one of the major reasons is it financial?
I think it's financial in a way. I think one of the biggest issues that I struggle with is the liability that's placed on the village. And looking at upgrading our services, right? If we're moving from a department that has currently part-time police officers, that currently is not an accredited police department, moving to a more professional service like the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office, who are fully accredited, who spend a great deal of time each month training, and policing is what they do. That is what they do. And looking into this and having heard this conversation for 20 years, you know, when I got into office, I said I would start trying to really look into the things and move things forward for the village that have been in discussion, right? You can get lost in discussion forever, but unless you actually fully look into information and facts and have the conversations, you don't really know what's possible and what's not.
Now, let's bring in Matthew and Alicia here. In your initial discussions about this, what were some of the pros and cons that you all thought about? Alicia, we'll start with you first.
I thought about liability, like Jen said, but I also thought about the management of the department. And the Dutchess County Sheriffs have like a hierarchy of management practices to supervise their police officers. And they also have an internal affairs bureau, and they investigate any complaints and misconduct. And I just felt like, you know, we're a board, we're a volunteer board with a part-time police department. And I feel that they're the professionals that have management policies and procedures in place to supervise their officers. The other thing I was thinking about are the resources they have. You know, one of the big resources that have been brought to our attention that they already are working on is having a mental health person go perhaps with the officers to calls. You know, and that's something that we would never be able to have in the village. We could never afford that. So those were kind of two of my big things. And I felt like we would have continue to have a part-time police coverage with the support and resources of a full-time accredited agency through the Dutchess County Sheriffs.
All right, Matthew, what about you? When you first, when this first came up and started discussions, similar ideas, or what were the things that stood out to you, the pros and cons?
Well, I think that Jen and Alicia have really covered some really good ground there. One thing that I think is an interesting part or an interesting take on how this would develop is that the Dutchess County Sheriff could be using our existing Millerton Police Office as a substation, which would mean that three times a day, they have three shifts, you know, around the clock, that we would have officers coming through Millerton, even when they're not necessarily patrolling within Millerton. I mean, they'll just be, I think they'll have a greater presence in the area. I think we would just be seeing more of them.
We're speaking about a proposal that is going to have a public hearing on April 20th at 6 p.m. It'll be held at the Millerton Library Annex, 28th Century Boulevard. And this is about changing over from the part-time Millerton Police Department to the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office. And Jen, what financial impact and difference would the town see in this, or the village, I mean?
So as far as the financial impact, so we would be contracting with the Dutchess County Sheriffs for a set number of dollars to specifically patrol the village. Our current police budget, if you take away the revenue we get from the town with the contract from the town of Northeast, leaves us roughly $90,000. You know, our plan is to use that money to contract for dedicated coverage within the village of Millerton. They've posed different ways to do it. We can select shifts that have, you know, the highest occurrence of issues. We can give them a list of checkpoints to hit within each of their patrols, whether it be more foot patrol on Main Street because it's so congested, and, you know, making sure, you know, people are following traffic and safety rules, patrolling the Eddie Collins Park, just general patrols around the village. I think one thing to keep in mind, it gets a little tricky and people don't necessarily understand it, is the village will be contracting solely for the village at this point. While we're inside the town will have to contract for their specific set amount of hours. And so we're talking about, you know, a rather small village. I think we're 0.6 square miles of ground to cover here in the village. Not that, you know, crime obviously can happen anywhere, but, you know, when you get down to it, if you look at the total amount of villages within the state, I mean, we're in the top 10 smallest villages in the state that still has their own police department. And so to me, you know, Alicia made a good point about managing. This is taking a civilian board managing a police department. And while many of us have police in our, you know, in our families, you know, none of us are really geared up to manage them. And you always want the kind of experts to manage that department.
What's interesting about this to me, and all three of you can comment this, many years ago, I'm old enough to remember this, by Sharon, Salisbury, all the towns on the Connecticut side of the border had their own police departments. They were called constables back then. And as things changed, and as more and more were added on to police departments, towns dropped out of having their constables. And right now, you do have North Canaan has their own state police officer, and so does Salisbury. Now, they still work their regular state police shift, but they do have offices in towns. So the towns in Connecticut switched over to having the state police take over the policing many years ago. And it seems to have worked out really well, especially in the towns that have the officers that have offices there. They get to know the townspeople much better.
Yeah, I that is a thing. I mean, one of the things I constantly hear, and I agree with, you know, the idea of community policing, right? It's important for, police officers to know the people in the community, to know the businesses, business owners, and are the Dutchess County Sheriffs bring more local police officers, ironically, to the roster, quote unquote, you know, than our own local police department. Many don't live in the village. None actually live in the village. Many don't live in the town. And so, you know, if we were to move ahead and go with the sheriff's department, many of those officers that live locally would more than likely, according to acting sheriff Imperati, more than likely would be the patrolling officers in our community.
Okay, now, go on.
I just said, and I think that's important. I think it's important to have local people, I think you're more invested in your community that way.
So you can all comment on this. So we'll start off with Alicia, then we'll go to Matthew and back to you, Jenny. The two meetings that took place, what was your perception, all of you, of how the public feels about this?
Well, I think the public really didn't know what our plan was. So it was sort of the first initial contact with the sheriffs to see what they could offer us. Their presentation was very impressive. I think that resonated with people, as well as myself, to see what they really could, how they could really support us. I think that if people, you know, can come to the meeting on the 20th, you know, to say whether they support or not, or ask us questions about how we see this working, I think people are a little nervous that we won't have coverage, but I think we're going to have better coverage, and coverage when we need it, because, you know, we have part-time police officers that have other full-time jobs. So we're kind of limited as to when they can patrol. So going with the sheriffs, we would always have patrol when we wanted. And that's important. So I think it's just important to get the word out. And we've heard pros, we've heard people that want it, we've heard people that don't. I mean, I think it's a matter of education, of educating people as to what we're thinking of doing.
And Matthew, with you, how has the public reacted to you with this?
Well, as Jen said kind of at the top of this, I'm also on the Millerton Police Reform Committee. And we've had a few meetings with folks in the last, you know, over the last year and a half. And we have been, I'm on that board with two folks from the town and then another village trustee. And the four of us have asked the public for all sorts of opinions and literally, you know, and I've been in the newspaper twice talking about it, and I put my email address out there, and I've not heard from anyone. And I'm really looking forward to this public forum. And I really would like for a lot of people to come and ask questions, because I feel like, you know, people might be, I don't know, people might be saying stuff to other people, but I would like to hear, I would like for them to let the village board know. And I'm sure that the mayor, who has lived here in Millerton her entire life, I'm sure that she probably gets more contact about it than I do. But I would really like to know what the folks in the village really think about it.
And Jen, this is the same question to you, but then a sidebar question. It's something I never thought about, and that is the legal issues and the certification and the training of a police force. It appears that's a night and day issue. But how has the town responded to you as the village responded to you as being mayor?
You know, I get a lot of texts, emails, phone calls, and I think that there are a lot of people that are concerned and are afraid. And I think a lot of them, change is scary for a lot of people. And I think that without, you know, my thing is to try to assure them that, you know, we all live here too. We all live in the village. We're not trying to do away with police services by any means. We are simply trying to get the best value and the best services we can for what we can afford. And for me, I think people have been responsive as far as coming and talking to me when they have an issue or a problem. But I, you know, my biggest concern is the misconception, and you know, we all see it, we read it, we hear it. You know, whether it's on Facebook or it's Instagram or something gets posted here or there, and to me, you know, I see a lot of those posts. I try to read every one of them that has to do with the village of Millerton. And a lot of them have my number. A lot of them have my contact, and I don't hear from them. And, you know, like Matt says, to me, this is critical. This public hearing on April the 20th is really an opportunity for everyone to publicly say how, you know, what they think. Right? They elected us. to kind of guide them down this path, but now we need their feedback. And, you know, one thing to note is that if there is someone that cannot make that public hearing, they are welcome to write a public comment and send it to the village clerk, which will be read into the minutes of the public hearing. But we're trying to be as vocal and as transparent and really put the word out to everyone that we possibly can within the village. You know, and if that comes down to I get a phone call and there's five people on Traver Place that are, you know, upset because they've never heard that this is what we're planning, you know, we're talking about doing, I'll take a ride up to Traver Place and have a conversation. I think the more conversations you can have about this, the better. And I just hope that people really, truly do come and tell us one way or another. It doesn't, you know, whatever they think is the right thing, but don't assume that what you're reading on Facebook is a fact about the village of Millerton and about their police department or about the Dutchess County Sheriff's.
Well, and I would add, Jen, to that, it's a comment on Facebook is not actually an official public comment. I mean,
but it's nice to know what people are thinking and hearing. And I've reached out to some of them, you know, not necessarily through a post that was going on, but privately, and said, hey, listen, I'm available. Here's my number. Call me. You know, I'm happy to have the conversation with you. I'm happy to tell you what we've learned through this process and talking with the sheriff's office and what they can offer us. I'm also happy to tell you what currently we do and what we can offer and how it works, you know, to the best of my knowledge. This isn't something that I've certainly taken lightly, but it's one of those things, in the village that we've been talking about for 25 years, and you have to get the ball rolling, you know, to one way or another, right? To make Millerton as best as it possibly can be.
Gosh, it's been 20 years, because I know it's been talked a lot about.
It's a lot longer than that, for sure. I know for sure. I mean, you know, in the development of the police department initially had to do with, you know, the amount of bars that we had locally. I mean, at one point, I think in the village, there was like 11 bars. You know, we're going back into the 60s. Yeah. And I think even at one point in 1964, there was tossed around the idea of the Millerton Police Department becoming a full-time police department. And that was back in 64. Someone just showed me a letter that, that they came across. But this has always been on the cusp. And, you know, the figure that I found, you know, frightening, it goes back to what you said about how Connecticut started to do things. We are one of the smallest last villages that still, quote unquote, manages and has their own police department. And to me, the liability of that could just be catastrophic to the village if something were to happen. We all know, like in all the instances that have happened over the past few years and whatever, you know, lawsuits have come about, if something similar to a George Floyd, we all say, you know, it couldn't never happen here, but things could happen. But if something similar to that happened in the village, it would bankrupt us.
Well, once again, there's going to be a public hearing April 20th at 6 p.m. At the Millerton Library Annex, and it's on the presentation of a local law to abolish the Village of Millerton Police Department and replace with contracted services. By the way, you can take a look at this law in its entirety at your website, which is villageofmillerton.net. That's villageofmillerton.net. One final question, is this meeting going to be videotaped or Zoom also for people as well as showing up live?
We are working on recording it so that we can post it to our website after, but I don't believe that we're going to be able to do a Zoom link similar to the Dutchess County Sheriff's presentation. And so anybody who hasn't seen that, if you go to the Village of Millerton website, that's also posted the link to the YouTube video of the recording of that presentation to hear that as well.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for joining us today. And this has been a long time coming. And I guess it's time to make a final decision one way or other. But in the end, it's going to wind up with voters voting on this, right?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, currently how we are moving forward is we have proposed this local law. if adopted, if this local law is adopted, which means if it's voted on by the village board and it passes, it is subject to permissive referendum, which means that a petition can be circulated and signatures could, with enough signatures, then it would end up on the ballot in June.
Well, like I said, this is the beginning of the end one way or the other. Thank you all three for joining us. And we remind everybody that you can find more information at villageofmillerton.net. You can actually find the notice of the law, and you can get the YouTube videos as well. Again, thanks for taking some time and joining us on Robin Hood Radio today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marshall.